Hi guys, welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on their journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode. If you are new here, guys, welcome, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, we're so glad to have you back with us. So today's episode, I am really excited. We're talking about trusting the process. What does trusting the process look like when God gives you something to do and you're doing it, but it looks hard, but it looks challenging, but you don't know where to turn to, you don't know where to go? That is what we are talking about today. So stay tuned for that. So guys, I was just, y'all know, spending time with the Lord, and God just downloaded this word in my spirit to share with you all. And I'm really excited because I know that it has blessed my heart so much, and it is going to bless your heart as well. So sometimes when God would tell you to do something, let's say, for example, God told you to apply for this particular job, and you apply for this job, and let's say you're going through the process of actually getting this job, right? But you have to do an exam before, or you have to do some type of training before. So, an example is, let's say you're going to go into the military, or you're going to be a police officer, and you got the call that they accepted you for training, and after training, obviously, you're going to be in that job, in your dream job. But the process is difficult, but the process is hard. But sometimes the process has to be hard, and it has to be difficult, because that is what it is, if that makes sense. So let's say you are starting a business, for example, the perfect example, right? Let's say you're starting this business, and all of us, like, you're excited about this business venture. God has placed this business on your mind for a while, and you're finally excited to start this business. So you started this business, and then things get hard, right? There are moments where you're getting some breakthroughs, you're getting some blessings, and you're praising God for it. But at the same time, all of a sudden, you feel the burden. You feel some sort of uneasiness. You feel just all of these emotions, right? Fear and anxiety and all of these things. So you're experiencing a blessing. Maybe you started a shop or something. You're selling clothes online, for example. And you're getting your customers, right? People are excited about your clothes, and you're getting your customers, and then all of a sudden, like, you're getting so many customers, and it starts to feel overwhelming, and you start to feel tired, and your brain starts to go like, wow, I may need to hire an admin, I may need to do this, I may need to, and then your time becomes restricted, and then you're like, so your body sort of like freaks out and goes insane because you are no longer in your comfort zone. But guess what? That is what growth looks like. Like, sometimes we don't really talk about, what does growth look like? What does moving to the next stage look like? What does God taking you higher look like? What does God answering your prayer requests look like? What does God finally blessing you with growth of your business? What does that look like? We always talk about, God bless me with this job. God bless me with this opportunity. God bless me with this business. Bless me with this marriage. Bless me to have a child. Bless me. But what does that blessing look like? Yes, it's a blessing. It's not a burden. But at the same time, your blessing requires you to have faith. Your blessing requires you to have some sort of tenacity, right? And with your blessing is not just for you, and your blessing is not just something to make you happy and finally, like, you know, yes, you're achieving this thing, but your blessing is also to help you grow as a human being. We don't really see it as that, but it's true. Think about you being a parent, right? You're praying, God, like, you know, bless my husband and I with this child. Finally, you got pregnant. Finally, you give birth. And finally, you have this baby. And then the sleepless nights come, and then the baby is fussy sometimes. And then, you know, your baby is having problems with teething or latching on to breastfeed, and all of these problems arise, and then all of a sudden you see your blessing as a burden. All of a sudden you feel as if, like, is this what I really wanted? All of a sudden you start questioning what you prayed for. Trust the process. Sometimes the process looks like that. Sometimes it is just hard. Like, that is what it is. But taking it one step at a time, breathing, relaxing, not trying to just like figure everything out, not trying to rush and make decisions immediately. Pray, ask God to guide you, take a deep breath, seek mentorship. And mentorship doesn't always have to be someone physical. Like, there's so many YouTube videos online, so many people online that you could learn from, and you may never have a conversation with them, but there are so many material, like, guys, information overload. Like, there are a lot of information out there that you could get. So I am so happy when I go on Instagram or any social media and I'm seeing my girlies creating their businesses and achieving all these awesome things. And I just pray that God continue to bless you. But I want this really specifically for my entrepreneurs, for my people who are pursuing purpose, right? Maybe you started that podcast, you started up your YouTube channel. Like, I want you to know that, yes, things may not always work out how you envision it. Things may get challenging, but that is what the process looks like. I think of King David. Before King David became a king, he and Saul, we all know, right? I speak about this so much on this podcast. We see constantly that Saul was after King David. Saul was chasing King David to kill King David because he saw David, well, he wasn't a king by that time, right? But he saw David as a threat. And King David went through that process. King David had to go through that process before he could actually become king. He had to go through the fire. He had to go through the trials. He had to go through the tribulation so that he could eventually become king. And some of you, you're going through the process, you're going through the testing, and you don't want to go through it because it's hard. Like, no one wants to go through hard seasons, right? No one wants to go through hard times. But trust the process, because it is the process that is going to get you not just the blessing and not just where you want to be, physically, with, you know, physical things, but spiritually, who you're going to be as a person. Think of if King David became king prematurely. He would have messed up that entire opportunity, messed up that throne, that position. Sometimes we don't want to go through the process because we just want the blessing. But if you get that blessing prematurely, you're going to mess it up. If you get that blessing prematurely, you are going to ruin your life. If you get that job prematurely, you are not going to be promoted. Like, think of it in this way. You have to go through these steps. You have to go through these stages to get to where you want to be. No one said it was going to be easy. I just want you to think about how diamonds are created. Think about the process that it takes for a diamond to actually be a diamond. So it says here, I'm reading from Google, right? At depths of over 120 kilometers, through intense heat of between 900 degrees Celsius and 1300 degrees Celsius, pressures of 45 kbar and above and over millions and often billions of years, this incredible miracle happens. Carbon crystallizes to form diamonds. Think of all these steps, all these processes that this diamond has to go through before it actually is a diamond, right? Just think about that. Think about the depths. Think about the temperature and all of those things before a diamond is a diamond. And then it has to be, it says, once a diamond has its final polish from cutting, removing any grind marks, it is sent to coloration to be transformed to its desired color. Most diamonds will go through an irradiation process to get the desired color. Many diamonds will also go through an HPHT coloration process to brighten the color of the diamond. So all of these things. So even after it has formed into a diamond, the process is still not completed. The process continues. And that is what I want to encourage you with. Even when you go through the process and it's hard and you feel like giving up and you don't know where you are and you have all these questions and you feel so confused and you just want to give up, right? You haven't even really reached there yet, but you want to give up because your body feels discomfort. Your body feels something is changing, something is happening here. This is not the normal you. This is not what you usually do. Your actions are changing. Your mindset is changing. Your time has changed. When you are building a business, when you are in ministry, when you are newly married, just had a baby, like I'm just speaking about different changes that would occur in your life, it comes with some sort of discomfort. And discomfort isn't always a bad thing. Discomfort just means that you're moving from one place to another. And when you're moving from one place to another, obviously that's a change. And that is what discomfort is. A change in environment, a change in location. You are no longer where you used to be before. You are somewhere else. And because of that, you have to get used to this new environment. Think about you moving to a new house, right? And I'm talking again about the process of you building something, of you growing, of you achieving something new or different, right? All of us as women, we're constantly evolving. And if we aren't, then we definitely need to seek and ask God, like, why? Why aren't we evolving? Why aren't we changing? Why aren't we growing? Because as long as time is passing, as long as we are on this earth, we're supposed to be evolving and moving and growing. And that doesn't have to look the same for everyone. You could be a homemaker. You could be a stay-at-home mom, a stay-at-home wife, and be evolving and growing, right? So I'm not just speaking about climbing that corporate ladder or anything, or being a boss, babe, or anything like that, right? But so think about you starting a business, or you being a new mom, or you newly being married, right? I'm speaking about any change in your life, like you moving into a new home, a new house. So you go into this, all, let's say you were living 10 years in one particular place, and then you move to this new house. Now, if you were to take the lights out in this new house, you would be hitting yourself, you would be bruising yourself, you would be falling over steps and all of that. Why? Unfamiliar territory. You are not familiar with this house, your body hasn't adjusted, your mind hasn't adjusted. Spatial recognition is off, right? But if you're living in a house for 10 plus years and the lights are off, you could still find your way through. You could feel, you could sort of like average, okay, this is the distance from this couch to this stairs, and where this is where the kitchen is. Like, you know where everything is without seeing it. And that is the difference between being comfortable and doing something uncomfortable that is going to get you where you want to be. So you're moving into this new house. You just started this new business, right? And you're trying to find your way through. And it's a challenge. And you feel like maybe you should give up. Maybe all the negatives, like when you're starting something new, and I'm speaking about experience, yeah? All the negative thoughts just start to flood your mind. Right? It's like your body just goes into a shock. And that happens because your body wants to protect you, right? Your body wants you to stay safe. So when you go into new territory, your body sort of like goes into this shock mode in a way to protect you. But you really need to realize, okay, this is my body's response, but this doesn't mean that something is wrong with what I'm doing. This doesn't mean that something is wrong with my business. This doesn't mean something is wrong with me being in this new job or anything like that. This is just a natural response of my body reacting to the changes that is taking place in my life right now. I'm growing. I'm evolving. New things are happening. New things are taking place. And this is normal. If you see your body response as being normal, then you're not going to be worried about it. You're not going to be concerned. You're not going to throw in the towel prematurely, right? So a lot of people, they abort their purpose when the process gets hard, right? They throw in the towel when the pressure rises. They call it quits. When they don't have the answer, they feel stuck, right? Their boss is putting them under pressure. The business gets challenging. The children is acting up and whatever. And they call it quits before they could even reach the promised land. I think of Israel. And before they reached the promised land, they grumbled, right? God sent them manna from heaven. They found problems with that. all sorts of things they encountered. But guess what? That was part of the process to prepare them and get them ready for the promised land. Thousands of people, maybe even millions, did not make it to the promised land. You know why? Because of their grumbling, because of their doubting, because of their unthankfulness, because of their ungratefulness. You're praying to God for something. You're going through the process of reaching there to that point where you get that thing. But you're failing to thank God for the blessings along the way. You're failing to thank God for the pit stops along the way that is going to get you to where you want to be. How is your heart posture right now? What are you grateful for right now? Do you even give God thanks? Do you even thank God for the small wins? Do you thank God when things starting to, when you're seeing like small things happening, one sign of growth, think of planting a seed. You plant this corn seed, right? And you see it starts to sprout. But you want corn. You want boiled corn. You want to boil your corn. You want to roast your corn. So instead of you seeing that as a blessing, that you're seeing a sprout, you're comparing that sprout to an entire tree that already has corn in it, that people pick from it and cooked. Trust the process. That sprout, it will take some time, but it will become a tree. It will bear fruit. You will reap the harvest, and you will be nourished. Your body will be nourished. Your body will be so happy for the nutrients that you would get from that corn. But if you are impatient and you cut that sprout, you will never get corn. If you are ungrateful and unthankful and you prematurely destroy your corn before it could even get time to have a harvest or even grow at a certain length, you are never going to get corn. And I just want to tell you guys, you are trusting and you're praying and you're asking God for something, but you keep cutting down your corn. You keep prematurely cutting it down. Every time you start, you're stopping. Every time you start, you're pulling back. Every time you start that thing, you're comparing yourself to other people. Every time you start that thing, you get discouraged when no one likes your post. You get discouraged when no one comments. You get discouraged when you don't get a message. Keep being faithful, sowing the seed, being a good farmer, molding your crop, watering your crop. Your crop, keep watering your seed because soon it is going to bear, it is going to sprout, and it is going to be harvest time. If you are not taking care of your sprouts because you're constantly looking at other people's garden and seeing their corn, you are never going to get corn. You are just going to have dirt because you're going to keep cutting down your sprouts because you want to see corn. Trust the process. It has to be a sprout. It has to bear first and it will grow. But that's the process of it. And that's where some of you get stuck. You get stuck at the initial phases. You get stuck at the beginning because it's challenging, because it's taking long, right? Instead of you praising God for the small wins, instead of you thanking God that you see a sprout, it means your land is fertile that it can actually bear something, right? It has the potential of bearing fruit. But prematurely, you cut it down. I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but I know I'm speaking to somebody. Trust the process of your life. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop comparing yourself to the blessings that other people have. Sometimes you see people with successful businesses, successful marriages, successful families. It takes years sometimes. You have no idea what these people had to go through to get where they are right now. Stop comparing yourself and focus on the seed that is currently bearing in your life. Give God thanks for it. Praise God for it. Water it. Take care of it. Take care of the simple things. You're praying to God for a mansion, but your little shack you have now is dirty. The little shack you have now is smelling bad. The little shack you have right now, grass all around it. But you're praying to God for a mansion. Thank God for what you have now. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Praise God for the small wins. Praise God for the little blessings in your life. I think about, again, the people in the promised land, right? When you read Numbers, let me go to it actually. So it's Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send thou men, that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. So this is the promised land. This is the land that God promised the children of Israel, a land flowing with milk and honey. And God is saying, send out people, let them go and just search the land. So that's what Moses did. He sent them out to span the land of Canaan. They went and they spent a lot of time there looking at the land, spying on the land, seeing who is there, seeing what they're doing and all of that. So they came back and they gave a report, right? And they said, they returned from searching the land for 40 days. They went to Moses, they went to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel and the wilderness of Paran, Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land where thou sendest us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it, right? So they bring back some evidence. Listen, this land is good. This land that God promised us is good land. It flowed with milk, it flowed with honey, and guess what? Look, it's fruitful. There's harvest there. We brought back our fruit. But guess what? We have some bad news, you know. Because even though the land is flowing with milk and honey and it is fruitful, guess what? The people are strong that dwell in this land. The cities are walled up, big, tall walls, very great. And we saw the children of Anak there, right? Big giants. The Amalekites, they are in the land too. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, they dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites, they dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stood the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But guess what? The men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than us. So, do you have faith like Caleb, where he's saying, let us go up, we will overcome it? Faith. I shared last week's episode on faith. Not last week's episode, some episode back I talk about faith. Do you have the mentality of Caleb where you think, even though there are giants there, even though our enemies are there, even though they have tall walls, I don't care what they have, it could be black as pitch. We go in and possess it. Because God already spoke it, God tell us it's ours. But sometimes, on our way to the promised land, when we see giants, we start to get afraid. We start to get fearful, right? We're trembling. Instead of having faith and trusting God that he could help us overcome the giants, we rather take the so-called easy way out, right? And just abort the mission. How many of you are aborting the mission of your purpose? God told you to go and possess that thing that is yours. But you are aborting the mission of your purpose because you think it is easier to stay and do nothing than fight for something. But trust me, when you reach the promised land, you're going to see and you're going to thank and praise God that you did not take what you call the easier way out. Because the easier way out to you is actually the harder way out. The men that went up with him, they had little faith. They already started to doubt. Before they even took a journey, they doubt. Before they even went up against them to fight, they were doubting people. Because they are seeing that the men, they are stronger than us. I want you to trust God. Trust God above your fear, above your perceptions, above what you see, above what you think, above what you hear, above what people say. Trust God. Crazy faith. Faith that seems impossible. You hear the Bible talks about, he's going to give us peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. I want to encourage us to have faith that passeth all understanding. People can't even understand our faith. Because to them, it don't make sense. Right? To them, it's like impossible. But to us, we believe God so much so that we're willing to look foolish in the eyes of people if it means we're going to fulfill our purpose on this earth. Guys, don't quit when it gets hard because that's what it takes to get to the other side. See it as normal. You know how we like to say in Trinidad, that's a normal thing. That's a normal thing. When you start that business and it gets hard, that is a normal thing. When you're in your marriage and things get challenging, that is a normal thing. Now, I don't want you to see it in a way like, to just accept dysfunction and accept things that are just negative. But I'm just trying to help you to cultivate a mindset that you are not intimidated by challenges. You are excited by challenges. You are excited to try new things. When God places things on your mind to do, sometimes we abort the process before we even start. God tell us to do something and our mind just goes into like, oh gosh, every single reason why it's not going to work out. Every single reason why it's going to fail. Every single reason why, oh gosh, people go into judgment. People wouldn't like me. People will say, like, and most times some people will judge you. But guess what? A lot of times people judge from their place of comfort. They will never get into the, like Peter walking on water. Some people might judge people and Peter and say, wow, Peter sink, yes? Peter started to sink, but guess what? they won't come out of that boat, you know. They're laughing at Peter and saying, Peter sink. But Peter had enough faith to come out the boat and walk on water. So people laughing at Peter, haha, Peter sink. But them ain't coming out of that boat for nothing. Far less taking one step walking on water. You are going to do the impossible when you decide to trust God and have faith. Forget about the naysayers. Forget about people as they're not on your journey. They're not on your path. Forget about them. Unless if it's constructive criticism, sure. But other than that, foolishness, folly, that is not where we are at, okay? So forget about that. Have the mindset of Caleb. You went to the land, right? Well, you hear about the giants, right? You heard about the giants. You heard about the Amalekites. You heard about the Hittites. You heard about all of these things. And they're saying, let us go up at once. You don't even want to wait. We don't have time to wait. What you telling me about Amorites? What you telling me about? You don't know who my God is or what? You don't know who my God is. There's a song by Sissy Winers. Y'all, I am obsessed. It's like, they say these mountains can be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. Guys, they don't know the God that we serve or what? Let us go up at once. That is the attitude that we have to have. When we hear of a problem, we are not afraid. We are ready to take action because the Spirit of God will give us victory. Once God says it's ours, it is ours. The process might get hard. The process might be challenging. We may have some questions. We may have some concerns. We may feel discomfort. We want to be in our same place of being comfortable, but comfortable isn't going to get us purpose. Comfortable isn't going to get us where we want to go. Comfortable isn't going to get us to where God wants to take us. God wants to take us to the promised land, and staying here is never going to get us to the promised land. God wants to take us to the place that where we're going to get a land flowing with milk and honey, and staying comfortable, we're not going to get that. Let us go up at once. The Amorites, the Jebusites, the Canaanites, whatever, the giants, they are no match for my God. That is what Caleb is saying. We're going to possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. So we have that type of mentality like Caleb. That's in verse 30. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Or are you like the men that went up with him who were afraid? Because to them, they are stronger than we. But little do they know, they weren't going up against them. God was going up against them. Yes, they might be stronger than you, but guess what? They're not stronger than God. They're not stronger than the Holy Spirit that will be with us. The mentality and your mindset Listen to me. That is the difference between overcoming. Your mindset is the difference between you staying down in a situation, crying, wallowing, staying down, and getting up and overcoming whatever it is in your way with the help of God. So I pray that this episode was a blessing to you. The process from you being where you are to getting to where you want to be, it looks sometimes like you don't have the answers. It looks sometimes like you're just uncomfortable, you're tired, all of that. But that is a part of the process. That is what it takes for you to be a diamond. That is what it takes for you to be a gold. That is what it takes for you to get to the promised land. That is what it takes for you to become king, like in David's case. That is what it takes. As soon as you accept and you embrace that that is what it takes for you to move from one place to the next, you are going to be so much more equipped, so much more prepared mentally to get there. Stay blessed, my sisters. I'll see you all in the next one. Love you. Bye.